Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, following a successful career in the financial and tech sectors, Wexford native Paula Roach is now utilising her leadership experience to develop County Wexford Chamber as its new CEO. Paula joins us now to outline her plans for the organisation. Paula, before we discuss your new role, provide us with an insight into your own career to date.
Good morning, Carl, and thank you for having me on. So I am from the Cleary-Stone Rathangan area, went to primary school in Rathangan, secondary school in Presentation in Wexford Town. And then for my next level, I didn't go very far. I went up to Enniscorthy and did a post-leaving cert course in business and French. From there then, that got me to Dublin for my first job, where I worked in an Italian bank, kind of doing office general duties as a starter role, and then moved on to a Dutch reinsurance company, where I worked from administrator right up to manager level over the 9 years. But the kind of main part of my time there was in Treasury. Knew the Treasury wouldn't kind of get me outside of Dublin, so I decided I would go into the project management, change management area, which I had experienced in that organisation. So after I left Athora, the Dutch insurance company, I went to Aviva, where I led some projects on the back of audit programmes, before getting a call about Equifax, which I did not know had an operation then in Wexford for 20 odd years. So yeah, I saw a great opportunity about joining that organisation, and I also wanted the chance to move back to Wexford after 13 years in Dublin. So I jumped at that chance and went in there originally as a manager and worked my way up to a EU kind of head of role before getting to the Managing Director of the Consumer Solutions Division.
So with experience in spearheading regulatory programmes, driving digital transformation initiatives and leading the product development lifecycle, what appealed to you specifically about the role of CEO of County Wexford Chamber?
I kind of felt that as I left Equifax and moved on to a new role, I wanted again a role that gave me diverse responsibilities. So I get to do it a bit of operations, a bit of marketing, a bit of product and change. And I also kind of wanted to change, move out of the corporate sector. I'd been there quite a while and felt that I could give more to another sector, but also connect more with the customer. So when I saw the role for the County Wexford Chamber, I felt it ticked all boxes and then gave me that opportunity to really kind of give back to my own community and support the community and businesses of Wexford. I'm very determined in terms of doing right by people and helping organisations and supporting them. And I think this role gives me all that and so much more. I'm week four now and it's been a great experience so far, exceeded my expectations and excited about where I can take it.
What have you learned about County Wexford Chamber over the past 4 weeks?
I think there's a lot of people who are very, very passionate about the county. They're really passionate about not only the business they work in, but the whole community and county as a whole. There's so much really great work happening in terms of economic development, with loads of great transformation initiatives happening with like the FLA and the Rosslare Europort, and we got so many more in IDA Factory in Enniscorthy and Tara Film Studios in Goree. So there's loads happening and people are really passionate about seeing that for Wexford, but also that it'll benefit their own business.
So remind us about the size of County Wexford Chamber and how it supports businesses across the county.
Yeah, so we have four districts of Wexford, Goree, New Ross and Enniscorthy, which was the one that was recently announced as our new district. We have around 330 members and we offer kind of a diverse range of services. There's the event networking, so giving people a chance to connect with other businesses and other individuals to share experiences and learn from them. There's the advocacy, where we will advocate for businesses in Wexford and kind of go after that agenda where we champion prosperity and economic growth for the businesses. We do the shop local vouchers, so that was introduced in 2020 and we've reached 2 million. So that's all about encouraging local spending in the community. So many businesses in Wexford have got on board with that and yeah, we're seeing great engagement and great sales, so that's hugely important for the community. We've got the Wexford Chamber SkillNet, which is all about facilitating upskilling and workforce development. We work with businesses and sectors to identify what the training needs are and then introduce kind of funded training programs to roll out to those audiences. And then last but not least, I would call out the certs of origin for export services. So we provide that service for international trade exports for a number of businesses in Wexford.
And as you say, there was welcome news about the development of the chamber just last week when it was confirmed that the Enniscorthy district is coming on board. So what will this mean for the organisation and the businesses in Enniscorthy?
Yeah, so it just kind of really unifies the whole county really, doesn't it? And kind of gets us clear on what our county ambitions and goals are, as opposed to district. We're very supportive of Enniscorthy. I spent some time in Enniscorthy myself, and I'm up there quite a bit in the Green Tech HQ. But it really helps us kind of cement what our kind of key priorities as a county are. We get to look across all four districts and be really clear. So when we're speaking to government agencies or any regulatory body of standing, we know what we're advocating for County Wexford.
And how would you describe your own leadership style?
I like to engage with the customers. So I, what's key to me now is I start meeting members, I start meeting businesses and getting feedback. I want to ensure there's a really strong value proposition for their membership and for the support of the Chamber. So I've got ideas in terms of how I increase that value proposition, but I'd love to hear from members. So I'll probably survey members and get out there and meet them and really listen to what that value exchange looks like for them, and then build out a new membership and corporate partnership programme. Then it's about getting out with the community as well, so seeing what work streams are happening. There's loads of great entities like Visit Wexford and County Council and Wexford Local Development and so many more. They have great work in progress at the moment in terms of contributing to the social and economic development. And what I want to do is just get in there and see how I can support them. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I want to kind of supplement what they're already doing and see if there's any gaps that we can add to.
And what are your strategic objectives for the Chamber over the next 12 months?
I think first and foremost, it is about getting the operation model working well. So it's a very small team in the Chamber, and efficiency is key when you have a small team. So I'm looking at all the processes and service we support and looking to see how we can build some efficiencies to maximise our time with our audience. The value proposition, as I mentioned, is really important, that we want to increase that. And then there is getting out with that community. So getting out with the community, understanding what the challenges are, where we might face issues down the line, and seeing if I can help kind of build that plan of how we move that forward.
Well, if you've just tuned in, I'm joined by the new CEO of County Wexford Chamber, Paula Roach. Paula, growing the organisation's membership base will be a key focus for you, but how do you plan to achieve this?
Definitely going to be a difficult one. I feel like I'm mentioning the value proposition a lot, but it is hugely important, and it's how you grow your membership base. I want to get the feedback in terms of what members want from us and then make sure we deliver on it. We obviously have our idea of what we think members need, but we need to hear from themselves. I want to add more services to what we do. I want to get the right people in the room to inspire and motivate other businesses, and I want to show them what we're delivering. So if we're committing to deliver something, I want to really show and kind of give that full circle of here's what we've done for your commitment to us as a chamber.
And have you any initial thoughts on new services that could be introduced?
Event management. So we host a few events, but I think we can do more. And then there's a collaboration of events. So we work with a number of businesses already in terms of supporting and promoting their events. But I feel like we could take that further. There's so many opportunities there that kind of want to just put a bit more of a strategy around it and get more feedback from members. But yeah, the opportunities are endless, I think.
Of course, tourism is a key economic driver for County Wexford, but how can the Chamber and the business community support this industry?
Yeah, tourism is a huge opportunity. We've got roads now from Dublin that are making the trip down from Dublin Airport so much easier. Rosslare and Europort are doing a lot of work at the moment in terms of their master plan to make it easier for customers to get into, our visitors to get into the country. And then it's about when we get them in here, how do we promote all the amazing attractions and services we have in Wexford? There is so much we have in terms of tourist attractions and hotels and restaurants and all that, and it's about creating that kind of collateral that really appeals to the tourist community that we can invite them in.
And of course, the FLA is just a short few months away. So how will the Chamber be involved in this milestone event?
Yeah, we had the launch of the FLA in the Opera House. It was amazing. A couple of hours of lots of fantastic music. And I was working with Breege and Liz from the County Council yesterday, and we talked about exactly that. How can the Chamber help? What work streams is there that we can support on better? So we discussed a few work streams that the Chamber can pick up on. And it's, yeah, I'm very keen. I'm a big traditional music fan, so I'm keen to get involved and see how we can help, and the County Council are delighted for our support as well.
And where does sustainability sit on your own agenda?
Yeah, so sustainability has been on my agenda quite a while. I've been up to Green Tech HQ in Enniscorthy quite a few times to Ed Murphy and team, and I love what they do. We collaborate them every month, and we do a Southeast Tech meetup. And we bring in, well, when I say we, Ed and Liz do all the work. They bring in lots of really key individuals who've gone through that kind of sustainability transformation journey. And they tell a story in terms of what they're doing to achieve sustainable goals and what they've done in terms of transforming their business. And it's really motivating and inspiring if you're sitting in that room and hearing somebody who's done it and how they've achieved it milestone by milestone. And it just makes it feel a bit more consumable to every other business there. So I'm going to continue to support Green Tech and any other real sustainable business that I can in Wexford, for sure.
And Paula, from your initial interactions and engagements with the members of the Chamber, what are they most concerned about right now?
I haven't had a huge amount of concerns from members, but what I have heard about is they want more opportunities to connect with the right people. So they want to make sure that they're getting their voice heard by the right people. So it's up to me and the Chamber team and our board of directors to make sure we have those connections ourselves initially to then connect our members. So that's what I'm hearing so far. But I am going to do a survey in the near future, and hopefully I'll get a lot more insights from our members at that point.
And of course, the annual Wexford Business Awards will take place on Friday, May 24th. How many applications were submitted for the awards this year, and what can you tell us about the awards night itself?
Yes, so the Business Awards is a great time to be joining the Chamber. We had a couple of hundred nominations, and we had just released the shortlist on April 3rd. So it's a very thorough process. And from there, then we have the awards on May 24th, as you mentioned, the gala event in Clayton Hotel. So it's a really exciting time. The nominations were fantastic to read through. I got to read through a few of them. And it's so great to see the businesses and the journeys they've gone through in terms of their growth and then their aspirations in terms of the future. So many of them talked about sustainable goals as well, digital goals that they're embracing technology. I think we've got some fantastic businesses in Wexford, and it's about how can we support them more and celebrate them, which is what the Business Awards is all about, really.
Paula, finally, what message would you like to give to business owners listening this morning that maybe have never engaged with the Chamber in the past?
Oh, yeah. So I would love to have conversation with businesses who feel like they might get some advantage out of the Chamber. I think they absolutely will. So if you haven't been engaged with the Chamber in the past, you can find me, paula@countywexfordchamber.ie. So get in touch with me. I'd love to have a conversation about how we can add some value and help you kind of connect with other organisations and how we can help advocate and champion for your business needs.
Well, Paula Roach, the newly appointed CEO of County Wexford Chamber, many thanks for joining us this morning, and we wish you every success in your new role.
Thank you so much, Carl, and thanks to Southeast Radio.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.